The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Today in the Cannabis Community Chat, we go back 6 years to 2010 when I got the opportunity to speak to legendary hemp advocate Gatewood Galbraith. He died at the age of 64 on January 4th, 2012. He was born in Carlisle, Kentucky, and a former Marine and graduate of the University of Kentucky and the University of Kentucky's College of Law. He was an author and worked tirelessly for the people of Kentucky. He was well known for his activities running for governor of Kentucky and generating a lot of headlines for being a marijuana positive and hemp positive activist long before it was popular to do so. He was widely popular for his wit and his unconventional stances. He was almost completely outside of the establishment politics of the Democratic and Republican parties. He had 5 unsuccessful runs for governor, also made a failed bid for agricultural commissioner, U.S. representative, and attorney general. He also worked as a criminal defense attorney and quipped that losing statewide elections doesn't pay worth a damn. Gatewood was known for his outspoken proposals to legalize marijuana and to outlaw mountaintop removal coal mining. He was one of the most colorful individuals I've known in Kentucky politics all my life, said Terry McBrayer, a lawyer, lobbyist, and longtime friend of Gatewood's. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, he's a longtime friend of Willie Nelson's as well. Name synonymous with hemp legalization. And he spent most of his time of his childhood in Kentucky, in Lexington, Kentucky. He had all sorts of great quips. You'll hear a couple of them in this 2010 interview, some quick lines that he would often use on the stump, talking about hemp and marijuana and the need for legalization. He was particularly held some contempt for Republicans. He recently called former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell aliens, not conservatives. They never met a bloated police state they didn't like. The Lexington Mayor Jim Gray said, "Gatewood gave us political passion and conviction, colorful and unforgettable character, his point of view unvarnished, unfiltered, with the best wit and humor we could ever imagine." Let's go back now to 2010, my chance to speak with Gatewood Galbraith in Kentucky on the issues of marijuana and hemp legalization from a previous episode of the Normal Daily Audio Stash. Thanks to Normal for
legalization, decriminalization, lowest law enforcement priority, medical marijuana, ganja sacrament, consumer cannabis, industrial hemp. The world of marijuana law reform involves many different aspects of cannabis that interact nearly every public policy discussion in America, including healthcare, the economy, global climate change, law enforcement in prisons, immigration, religion, free speech, energy policy, and war. Now, we take a look at how re-legalizing marijuana will change the world in our Normal Show Live Cannabis Conversations.
All right, thanks for staying with us for this extended version of Normal Show Live. Joining us by telephone, I hope, is Gatewood Galbraith. Gatewood, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Glad to have you. And also,
can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. We've also, I'm thinking, Michael Henning and Diana Alder. Are you available on the line as well? Oh, okay, maybe they're not hearing us, but Gatewood, we'll go ahead with you here. We're talking about the movie Hempsters Plant the Seed, and this is a documentary been in the making for a while, and you're featured prominently in it. Tell us about the documentary and what we're trying to accomplish here.
Well, I'm from Kentucky and have been politically involved and trying to get the laws changed there for some time. And given Kentucky's history and heritage as the world's largest cannabis producer for over 100 years, we thought it would be a good place to start the battle. And in 1990, early 90s, Woody Harrelson came to Kentucky to plant some hemp seeds to challenge the law. And his escapade was filmed by Michael Henning and the folks with his group. And as they were there, they began archiving interviews with other activists in the realm of changing the marijuana laws. And so they got Woody, they got Willie Nelson, they got Merle Haggard, they got Julia Butterfly Hill, and then they got me. And so they put this together. They followed our efforts over many years, and they put this together in a film that examined the entire concept of changing laws over about a 16 to 18 year period of time. And it's been updated, and it's been contemporized, and it's having its world premiere at the Artivist the Film Festival here on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, and it shows tonight at 9:15, and it's a great film. It captures a lot of stuff that should have been archived and is dutifully done, and it's an interesting film, and it's going to get worldwide distribution after this film festival.
That's excellent. And we love seeing more stuff. You know, one of our contributors is a vendor who does a lot of vending of hemp products. And of course, he has to get all his products from China or Canada or Australia, all these other countries. And when we started mentioning that we're going to have you on the show and we're going to be talking about hemp, he was very, very excited about that. What are some things about hemp legalization here that you find are most troubling? What are some of the roadblocks we need to get past in order to legalize industrial hemp?
Well, I've kind of taken a look at it from a little different perspective than a lot of folks. I was the first hippie, I guess, to write a plan for legal marijuana for its economic benefits. I wrote that in 1976 and talked about recovering the economy, and especially the depressed economy of Kentucky, by rediscovering its history and its heritage, and rediscovering cannabis as a crop in all of its aspects, both the industrial textile and the medical smoking part of it. And but what I'm taking a look at, and what really motivates me, is the fact that by their illegalization of this plant, the people in charge, the man, has severed our relationship with the natural cycle of things. That they have taken upon themselves telling you that you can't plant a seed in God's earth. I don't care if it's a widget, much less marijuana. If they tell you can't plant a seed in God's green earth, what they're doing is severing the most basic relationship we have in this birth cycle with our nature and with Mother Earth. So I think in order to do that the government has to have extraordinarily persuasive information that by planting a seed that you're harming yourself or other people. And not only do they have extraordinary information, they don't have one iota of information that says planting the seed is going to act to the detriment of the human individual. And in the United States of America, I'm a true patriot and a nationalist. We ought to have much more freedom than to be able to be self-determinative and sovereign human beings to be able to plant a seed in the earth to consume the green natural plant that comes up out of it. So hemp and cannabis became iconic on the turnaround from America as the home of the brave and land of the free over to a depressed, controlled economy and controlled population. And so given the history and heritage of Kentucky, it's a leadership in that. I thought it was important that the challenge to this fascism, the challenge to this tyranny, come from a state like Kentucky. And so since someone else was doing it, I kind of stepped up and took the leadership role on that. I wanted to thank Rick Kusick. I want to thank all the heroes that have gone before us in what they're trying to do. Jack Kerr became a real dear friend of mine, and I delivered his eulogy at his funeral. And I want to pay tribute to all the activists out there. And this film, The Hempsters, is a tribute, in fact, to many folks that we're going to dedicate it to Jack Hare tonight at the premiere on Hollywood Boulevard.
That's excellent. This is at the Artivist Film Festival taking place Hollywood Boulevard, 9:15 p.m. Pacific time. We're speaking with Gatewood Galbraith, a longtime hemp activist and, of course, a former candidate for governor in Kentucky.
Now, my friend.
You're running again.
I'm running for governor.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, I'm running as an independent in November 2000. I've run before. I'm running as an independent candidate in 2011, and it looks just absolutely excellent. We had the chance to put Kentucky at the forefront and to break a lot of new ground. If I get to be governor, the whole ball game changes.
Absolutely.
We're going to ground up one of the helicopters hovering over the fields and gardens of the people of the state of Kentucky. This is America, not Afghanistan, and we're not an occupied territory, and we're not going to treat our citizens like we are one. You know, our fathers and grandfathers didn't fight on the beaches of Normandy and Iwo Jima, so you SP and got the old job in America.
That's right.
We're going to try to lift Kentucky, out of, into prosperity by rediscovering the principles that made America great, the sovereignty of the individual, self-determination, and rights to privacy, which have been absolutely decimated in this war on the people in the guise of the war on drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well spoken, sir. You mentioned how the government is, you know, the man is keeping us down by, you know, breaking our bond with the most sacred thing we can do, plant a seed, something that connects us to the earth. And you say they should have to demonstrate, you know, a great harm in order to have that power. And, in that respect, with that in mind, do you see that cannabis as a recreational substance or as a drug, so-called drug, impedes the fight for legalizing industrial hemp because the man can say, well, there's a harm from the drug. Do you see that?
That's what this whole film is about, my friend. Hempsters plant the seed. I wrote a book called The Last Free Man in America Meets the Synthetic Subversion. And what I say today is that the big battle is between the natural cycle and the synthetic cycle. All the kinds of commodities of civilization, fiber, fuel, medicine, and food that used to be produced by the farmer from the land has now been taken over by the synthetic manufacturers, and they did that by outlawing the farmer and criminalizing the farmer in the production of his natural products. So there's a great number of people out there who run the synthetic products that are attempting to keep it from changing, the laws from changing back. I call them the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, and corporate fascist elite son of a bitches who see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as impediments. Are you getting that distracted noise, too?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. We've got it. Hold on.
There you go. That's no longer there.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
We okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who are setting policy in this country, the United States of America, right now, who have never said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America or to the republic for which it stands. They're not warm and fuzzy about us or our children, and they see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as impediments to the implementation of a new world order and global economy. And as I say, I call them the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, corporate fascists to meet son of a bitches. You know, who have taken the cannabis plant, which is the most productive and the most valuable plant ever domesticated by man. It's not the answer to all the world's problems, but it sure is iconic in that it's the answer to more than any other plant is. And so they have, they are dead set against the people reclaiming this plant as heritage and as a tool to make life a bit better for everybody. So I think that they're going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at us to try to keep us from making the change in these laws. But I favor what my friend Mark Emery says, and his slogan is overgrow the government. And I think that the critical mass has been reached in that. And I think that the laws are going to change, but what we must do is keep it in the hands of the people who are putting the market together right now, and have put the market together, and keep it out of the hands of corporate America.
Oh,
right. They're up to no good, and we ought not let them have it.
Absolutely. The movie is Hempsters Plant the Seed. It's at the Artivist Film Festival tonight, Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 9:15 p.m. And Gatewood Galbraith, you're running for governor of Kentucky. How can people help you in the fight to claim that office?
Thank you so much, my friend. I've run before, but this time the dissatisfaction is so broad and deep that a lot of people want to vote for change and never did before. They can go to gatewood.com. Gatewood.com, see what it's all about, and I'll give you the world's shortest political speech. If I was going to lie to you, I'd already been elected governor.
Thank you so much, Gatewood Galbraith, and good luck.
That's just an amazing time speaking with Gatewood Galbraith there on Normal Show Live back in 2010. He passed away in 2012. I can only imagine his take on this 2016 election with Donald Trump and the rest of the clown car. Oh, my goodness. We could use some more people like Gatewood Galbraith, couldn't we? If you've not seen that movie, I do believe it's available on Netflix now. It's called Hempsters Plant the Seed. Check it out. A lot of great pieces and a lot of appearances in that film. Worthy of a download. All right, when we come back, we take a look at how our government is suppressing the will of the people in Maine, Michigan, and nationwide right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.